Hi, my name is Marcus Wolford. I'm originally from Nevada, Lake Tahoe. That's where I was born and raised in Truckee. When people ask where I'm from, I usually think of Truckee because that's where a lot of who I am became. I was skiing before I could walk. I played a lot of sports, and a lot of me came from Truckee. However, I usually say I'm from Chico, California. That's where I went to high school, and that was my last home before SDSU. My major is kinesiology, but that's my third major. My original major was graphic design. I wanted to do animation and graphics, much like what you see in Matrix. However, SDSU is not the right school for that. So I switched to psychology. I originally wanted to switch to philosophy, but there wasn't a real career in that I could see. So I went to psych. I really liked it. However, I found myself reading biology for fun. So I thought there was a problem there. And I was really interested in how the body worked. And so I decided to change the major to kinesiology, which is defined as the study of human movement. I wasn't exactly sure which emphasis I wanted, but I went into physical therapy basically because they had the hardest classes, and I thought if I wasn't sure that all those classes would get me ready for what I might do. Pre-physical therapy is my emphasis, and that's the only emphasis that requires physics. The others are athletic training and fitness, nutrition, and health. So I guess I should be glad that I picked that emphasis so I could take your class. Ha. Physics is important to me because I now realize that it is in everything I do. Like you said in your class, when I'm walking down the street and someone's approaching me from a different direction, I have to calculate to slow down or to speed up so we don't hit each other. Or the same thing on the road when I'm driving. I have to calculate things in my head without knowing it all day. And that's what phys, it's how the world works. And that's why it's important to me. But I think to focus on how you teach it in the class is conceptual. And that's what you've been trying to focus on. And it's very different than how I've seen other professors teach physics, which is what the answer you get in your calculator. If I'm on a test and I do everything correctly, I draw the picture, the diagram, and I have the entire concept in my head, if I get the wrong number on the calculator, I could get the entire problem wrong. And that could be because of human error or technological error, but it is not a representation of my understanding of physics. In your class, you emphasize conceptual ideas, and you define physics just as basically how the world works, or an understanding of the universe, which makes a lot more sense, and it makes me enjoy the understanding of physics a lot more, because I think getting an answer wrong because of the wrong number will turn students away from physics and the joy physics can give you, which is just enjoying and understanding the world we live in. As to college, I do like college. However, going back to high school, now that I'm in college, I feel like high school was just babysitting and didn't get me ready for college as much as it should have. And I really would have liked the first 2 years of college to be done in high school, where GE is more so a preparation and an exploration of what you want to do with yourself, how you want to examine your real college career. And I feel like GE should have been done in high school, either extending the high school or something like that. And I would have loved the 4 years of college to be all upper division. I don't feel like a BA or a BS, Bachelor of Science, of a 2-year upper division is not enough for me to be ready for a career or anything out of college, which is why I want to get a master's. So in that aspect, I don't like necessarily how college is done here in America or United States. I've seen a lot of different ways education has gone about in other countries, and I like that. But to quote Socrates, a quote I try to live by, an unexamined life is not worth living, and I think that is how I apply to college, that college is basically examining my own life. And I feel like that is one of the most important things of how we can take college. I think a lot of students treat college life as 50% education and 50% partying. I don't think those people will go as far as they could have, and because they're not examining what it could give them to the extent that they need to be. And I try to do that, and I lose track a lot of times, but each time I realize I need to examine as much as I can for the education that college can provide. And that takes me to what I really expect. I expect college to give me the education that I need to explore my life out of college. And for that, I'm really hoping to go to grad school and get my master's in exercise science. I'm not exactly sure. Right now I'm interested in exercise physiology. I might want to couple that with sports psychology and maybe a minor in motor acquisition, motor movement. I might want to be a coach's coach, something like that, to get coaches back on track, because most coaches do not have the education it takes to really coach. But basically just a field in exercise science, and my goal right now is just get as educated as I can and get my master's or doctorate and maybe move on to a PhD, but I want to do research, so just want to learn as much as I can from here on out. And physics is one of my stepping stones to doing that.